Hey friend, welcome to the Virgos Bible Podcast, where I free my besties from a life of being basic by way of good ass advice on love, relationships, and spirituality. I'm your host, Christina, wellness entrepreneur and author. Let's get into it. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Virgos Bible. Today, I want to talk about something that, you know, rattled me a little bit. If you are following me on Instagram, you probably already know what I'm talking about. If you're not, girl, what the hell? At Moonstone_energy on IG and TikTok and Facebook. But anyway, so there's a group. So I have a Facebook page for myself privately, and I also have a business page. So I am a part of different groups on Facebook, but there was this one particular group I would see that I was in. I would see them every once in a while, okay? My posts. But I don't always see them on my feed because, you know, the algorithm, Facebook, and they only want to show you ads and all kind of other shit. Anyway, I so happened to stumble across this particular post, and it said, and I'm loosely quoting, might I add, anybody that is on stamps and trying to hex have bigger things to work, well, other things to worry about. Your magic does not work, and to basically focus on ancestral veneration. Okay, so I scrolled through the comment section of the post, and the crazy thing about this group is that it's mainly geared towards Black women, because they're talking about hoodoo and initiated things or whatever. But my question, I began to question the integrity of the group, because mainly, well, one, how is it that there's a male here? And two, how is it that, like, you're talking about African practices, but yet you have someone that, I don't know if they got the memo or what, but a lot of Black ancestors didn't have anything. So I'm just confused as to, you know, as to why someone would say something like that, you know? Now, and this is just me dissecting the conversation, the statement rather. So my first thing when I thought about it was, okay, we all know that anyone that is on food stamps or the Eat Better Today situation, right? EBT card, they either meet the requirements for, you know, their bracket of how, you know, how much money you're supposed to make. Either you make it or you're below it, but you will never exceed it. So people that are on stamps obviously don't have that much money to feed themselves and or feed their children. So the assumption of this person was that if you are on food stamps, you don't have any money, one. And two, your magic doesn't work, because how the hell would you get on stamps in the first place? You ain't got no magic, basically, is what they're saying. And I had to abruptly leave, because that statement in general is disgusting. And on top of that, who the hell are you? So I'm on Instagram today, being Tuesday, and the wonderful Miss Ayami Ajay, bless my soul, okay, with this post. It says, it's always motherfuckers with no abracadabra trying to tell you what to do with your magic. I said, okay, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Because first of all, sir, you know me from where? I'm just trying to connect the dots, because you know me from where? But secondly, how dare you? And then on top of that, we're in a group with other Black women
talking about the fact that they don't have no magic. And a lot of our ancestors, not all of them, I mean, of course, we have some that were, you know, well off eventually, right? Eventually, I have emphasis on that. But we were basically disenfranchised from the time we got here. Well, our ancestors got here and forced into poverty. We couldn't get shit. We did, well, they did less with more. So I just couldn't understand it. Now, granted, the only thing that I would probably sit here and think to myself would be, okay, hexing. Okay, if you're hexing someone, you're sending something back to them. Okay, me personally, I would not hex. I would, and if someone's trying to hex me, I would take that and I would turn it into something else. Transmutation spell, something of the sorts. To give me some more money, if we're talking about money. This also opened up a conversation with some other ladies that are on my Instagram. And I thought it was a pretty interesting conversation. One of them was mentioning how, and I didn't even think about this because she's right though. How is it that we only think about money when it comes to working magic? We can work protection, protecting yourself, protecting your abundance, protecting anything, your children, yourself. You can do protection. So I just wanted to, you know, give my little, I guess you could say, little testimony of sorts. Okay. So if you've been following me for, let's say, I don't know, probably like, like 20, 21, 22. I came from my own other podcast. I had a podcast called Moonstone Energy Podcast. And from that time, because this is around the time when I first started discovering different things that had to do with spirituality and, you know, just a growth process. So you can tell with the, well, the, the sound quality and and the, you know, content of the conversation, you can see the growth, we'll hear the growth in the episodes. So anyway, if you're with me around that time, I went through hell. So what I'm coming to find within that time period, of course, I'm thinking that I'm going through my dark night. Well, you know, granted, it can, may very well be that, but I'm like, hold on. How old was I when I was going through that? I'm like, bitch, that was my soul, my Saturn return. I was going to get my head knocked between the goddamn washer and dryer. It was going to be fucked up. Excuse my language, but don't excuse my language. It was going to be fucked up. So yeah, but I'm just going to, you know, go through my, you know, story and let's just give you a little bit of background. Hey girl. So I know we just met, but I think we should be friends. Like seriously. You cute, I'm cute, straight killing them. The best way to let me know though is by subscribing to the newsletter in the listen notes and sharing this show with another friend so we can all be friends, okay? The math has to be mathing, all right? So I won't keep you any longer. Back to the show. Okay, so boom, right? Back in like 2021, I was let go from my corporate America job, right? And during which that time, I had, you know, some money set to the side. So during that time, I was scared as fuck. But at the same time, and of course, this is like coming out of the COVID era, kind of, right? March of 2020 was when everything popped off. And then March of 2021, it had already been a year since COVID had happened. So we were still, I was working from home. So we were still seeing the effects of everything. So when I was let go, I was scared as hell. I didn't know where I was going to get this, but for some crazy reason, and this is way before I even fell down the rabbit hole. For some crazy reason, I was at a point where I was still not scared. I was scared because it was the unknown. And being that I am a Virgo, but outwardly I express myself, I would say, as an Aquarius because that's my midhaven. I was scared. And you know, Virgos, we like stability. We like our money. We have to make sure that our ducats are in a line. So, and also furthermore, I was always the provider type. Like, I always had my money available to me, right? Like, I would never not have money. Everything was taken care of. People asked me for money. And I had this thing where I didn't feel comfortable receiving things from people. And eventually for me personally, depending on what relationship I had with certain people, I didn't feel comfortable receiving it, right? If they were offering it, it felt weird to me. So, and keep that little tidbit there in mind. So, like I said, I had some money stashed away, but I also was still kind of scared, but I was made, I had someone tell me like, hey, you need to do this because like it's going to help you out a little bit. And of course granted, I had never been on any type of assistance of any kind. I had to get on stamps at one time. So this is me coming from a single mother, single parent household. My mother had two children. So it was me and my brother. So we were basically taken care of by my mom. And when I went to school, the funny thing is, it's like what I love about mothers, even if they don't literally have it, you will never freaking know. You will feel like you are the richest person and don't even know it because, of course, you're a child. So you don't understand, girl, y'all ain't had nothing for real. So it's like, when I was a kid, I didn't really know that we didn't have much. And then according to the government, my mother made too much. I never forget my mom at the time when she was working, she made $55,000, but that's before tax. And then after tax with two kids, that 55 looking real 30, 25-ish. And if you've ever worked part-time, or, you know, a job that pays like $11, $12 an hour. And granted, this is before inflation and all this other stuff. So it dwindled away. And I didn't really get money like I really needed money for school when I went to college. So I didn't really have that much. Eventually, I had to go to work myself to pay for my own tuition, books, and whatever else. But anyway, back to the story. So I had to get on stamps myself. And one thing I will tell you, and thank God I'm not on it anymore, but during that period of time, I learned so much about myself, my resiliency, budgeting. I learned how to go without the things that were important. I learned that. I learned how to be not just a giver, but also a receiver, because I'm worthy of receiving gifts from anybody. If someone's trying to give something to me with love, I didn't understand that. I couldn't communicate that because I didn't feel worthy. And this is some real shit. I had to learn those things. And I also had to learn and break down my relationship with money. People don't understand. The people look at you weird when you say money has an energy. Energy is this. It's a fucking true ass statement. What is your relationship with money? Do you have bad spending habits? What do you think when you say money? Now, me coming from a religious household, it was always embedded in us that money is the root of all evil. But if it's the root of all evil, why the pastor asks for it every Sunday? But that's neither here nor there. It's not evil. It can be used for evil, but it's not evil. It isn't. I mean, granted, it has slave masters on it, but that's a whole nother story. We're not going to talk about that, or at least people that didn't like Black folks. Let's just say that. We're taught from the beginning, especially if you came from a heavily religious household, that money was bad. So it's like your relationship with money is already going to be tainted anyway. So you're going to look at it differently. You're not going to, and add that on top of not really being good with budgeting, with managing money, you know, money management skills. Like when I tell you, I knew how to BMF. I knew how to blow. I never forget. I think, And people always say this, I'm not the only person. Like, people always say I made the most money during COVID. That is a real ass statement. Of course, during that time I was working. So I was making money. I'm talking about money. I was like, when I looked over everything, I was like, I think I spent like $12,000 within the course of probably like 8 months or 8 months to a year. $12,000 on bullshit. Bullshit. Well, some things were bullshit. I did get myself a laptop, but I was like, oh my God. When I looked at the numbers, and I is when I tell you I swipe a card, I can swipe a card. There was a point in time while dating this person, I took their card. And I was like, if you're not going to send it to me via, you know, Zelle or whatever, just give me your card. Oh my God. The worst mistake they could have ever made. So yeah, I'm not, don't give me your card. I'm going to run that bitch up. So yes, during that time period, I learned so many different skills that spirit was trying to teach me. And highlight the areas of my life that were key. And I'm telling you, key to my, I guess you can say, deliverance from my situation. A lot of people think that, oh, you're on stamps, you're a failure. No. Anybody that tells you that, if you are on stamps, right the fuck now, that does not make you a fucking failure by any means. And you can let somebody, you can send this damn episode to somebody and let they punk ass hear that shit, okay? You are not a fucking failure. That does not mean that. And granted, when I thought about it, I was like, I wonder why my mom didn't get on stamps. She could have got on stamps. Take that back. She couldn't get on stamps because if she couldn't get faster, she couldn't get no stamps. But, and of course, that goes back to our government and how they determine shit, which is so fucking crazy. It's like people now, especially with all this inflation shit, a lot of people fucking need stamps. I came from a very well-paid corporate America job to being on fucking stamps. That did not make me a failure, not by any means. That just says, speaks to the company and how stupid they was. But anyway, considering that I am abundant now, goofy. Anyway, I had to learn so many different skills during that time because those things and those lessons that I learned during that time helped me in the next chapter of my life. Cause when I tell you, once I got my stuff together, magic wise, understanding, knowledge, education, bitch, I was at my altar. I was praying. I was crying. I was praying. I was lighting my candles. I was doing my baths. I was doing what the fuck I needed to do. Just because you are in a down period does not going to, it's basically going to set you up for your up period. Your ebbing season is going to set you up for your flow season. You are being prepared for something better than what you are currently going through. And I know I sound like a preacher man, but I'm not trying to, but that's what it is. It's the truth. We all go through shit. I don't give a fuck who you, what person you look up to, admire, spirituals, whatever the fuck, everybody goes through fucking life. Life punches everybody the fuck out. Everybody's head gets knocked between the goddamn washer and dryer. I was knocked, okay? Head swollen. So I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to hear me well. Don't look at the fact that you are on stamps or any form of government assistance as a failure, period. But I will tell you this, do not ever get sucked into that bullshit and stay on that shit. Let me run it back. Don't get so comfortable with being on government assisted welfare, whatever the fuck, to the point where you are completely reliant. The government is a fucking failure, not you. They do not give a damn about nobody that is poor, okay? And they will definitely, they have been trying to get rid of these different programs that people literally fucking need. It's helping people, but you don't want to become so reliant on them at all. This is like a transitional period from point A to point B. And I get it. A lot of, there are some people that take advantage of the system, but listen, everyone is not in that position to do that. And then on top of that, Utilize your resources. Your resources are here for a fucking reason. They're here to help you to get from point A to point B. Some people got fucking kids and there's no other option but that shit. Let's be clear. There's no fucking other option but that shit. Especially if you somebody that do what the fuck you supposed to do. And then on top of that, let me help you to understand this as well. How do you know that transitional period isn't going to be a lesson for you for you to, you know, learn something from it so that you can apply it in the next phase of your life? And I'm telling you this from experience. Because you never know what you are supposed to learn, what skill sets, what spiritual skills you're supposed to learn in that period that's going to help you in your next season. I've never heard such bullshit in my fucking life. Like, bitch, you don't know my abracadabra and what my abracadabra can do, okay? You don't know. You have no idea. And that's crazy. And I'm feel sorry for you, Bookie. But you don't know. So I just wanted to tell you this because it is very important. It is very important that you understand this, because if you start listening to people that are supposed to be quote unquote leaders, quote unquote teachers, they're going to trick you out of the lesson that you're supposed to learn. And then you're going to be in a whole new cycle again. Be careful who you allow to lead you. You lead your own spirit. And furthermore, never seek counsel outside of yourself first. You and your spirits are your first teachers. Just like people like to blame outside sources, like teachers and media for different things. No, bitch, them kids are yours and you are their first teacher. So that is your responsibility. It started in the home first, if you get what I'm saying. So you have to make sure that your constitution, your mind, your body, your spirit is all good. You got to be one with your spirit. You cannot sit here and wait for other people to feed you knowledge. You have to be hungry for that shit. Go to your ancestors, go to your altar and get that shit done. That's what I'm telling you. Go to your altar and get that shit done. Get busy. Because you'll have people out here like that person telling you that you ain't got no abracadabra, you're not abundant, your magic don't work, and telling you that you can't get yourself up out of a situation. Girl, little do you know. Little do you know. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that and share that with you. I thought that was very ignorant. And I'm gonna call a bird a bird, a goose a goose. That was ignorant. I couldn't believe what I saw, and it did not sit well within my spirit. Okay. It bothered me. It rattled me. Okay. So I had to say something. I wanted to share it with you because it's a lot of people out here trying to tell people how to do shit. And a lot of people that don't really know, they're going to go with it and think that this is this. And trust me, I fell for that shit too at one point. This is why it's so important to know yourself. You can't even start working. I mean, not saying you can't, you know, petition your ancestors for shit, but your ancestors are like, hey, what you doing? Who are you first? Who the fuck are you? You don't know who you is? All right, cool. Get the fuck back. They're literally going to do that. They want you to work on you, know who the fuck you are first, and then you can holler at them next. That's how that go. Then you can holler at them next, and then you go up the ladder. That's how that go. So, an X stamps recipient. So there you go. There you go. And just because of what it looks like right now does not mean it's not going to look like what you thought it was looking like for the past 6 months. Because when I tell you, shit can happen within 6 months that'll just knock you off your goddamn socks. And let me tell you, I've witnessed it for my damn self, and I couldn't believe it myself. I said, really now? Okay, that's what the hell I'm talking about. Because what's really going on? Y'all didn't tell me this, but I'm okay with it. So be more discerning with who you call teacher and who you learn from, because there's a lot of people out here that
don't really know how to merge the darkness with the light. They don't understand the concept of it. They want to be love and light all the time. When majority of us, and I mean the entire world, is a, what Erica say, a Colt 45 and a cigarette, but dare I say a Colt 45 and a blunt. A lot of us have been there. A lot of us has been there. Hey, look at the state of the world. Like, for you to sit here and just walk around like, ah, la, 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 nothing's going on. Nothing's going on. Like, are you crazy? They just bombed a fucking school. Are you crazy? Nothing's going on. Okay, sure. Good luck with that. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you. We are now entering into the crystal ball segment of the show. Here we will be answering questions from our listeners. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment via voicemail, just make sure that you visit the Virgos Bible website link inside of the listen notes of this show. Let's see what we have. Okay, so the question that was posed was, what is a spiritual awakening? How do you identify what it is? What it really is without the fluff and the nonsense. So how I would describe, and I'm pretty sure this is like, if you're like really on your shit, so, you know, you would know what it is and how to identify it without all the excess. Oh my God, there's a period in time that you go through your life where everything just seems so hard and out of reach and difficult even. Like, no, we get knocked the fuck out. Like, we getting torn apart. So how I would identify a spiritual awakening is through, I mean, the best thing I can say is trauma. Trauma is what is going to kick off your season of change. So let me just go back a little bit. So in the beginning of the show, I talked about my quote unquote spiritual awakening, dark night of the soul, and what I would perceive potentially as my Saturn return, because of course your Saturn return, if you're reading up on things, your Saturn, the planet Saturn goes into your sun sign around the 29th, 31st year of your life. So it's because it takes 29 years to do that, like literally. So everyone has a Saturn return. So my Saturn return, what I really feel like this was all together. it was quite literally around my 31st birthday. So at the beginning of everything, like around 2020 and all that, I was in my earlier 30s, don't clock my age, mind your damn business. but yes, so that's when I went through what I went through. It started off gradually, but I started picking up on things and started to see like there was going to be a breakdown. Now that I reflect on it, at first, of course, I was delulu, but now I know. So I understood. But basically, trauma, like I said, somebody that you know died. People die in front of you. You lost your stability. You lost your job. You lost your home. You lost your car. You lost everything. Just trauma. Trauma. Okay. It's a very difficult period. And what allows you to, like I mentioned, get from point A to point B is how you handle the situation and how you handle yourself in those moments. Are you learning your lessons? Are you applying what you learned from that particular season in your life to the next phase of your life? Are you really truly doing the work like you're supposed to be doing? And if you're not, that's going to determine what your next season is going to look like. Because what I learned, especially if you're dealing with like karmic relationships and stuff like that, you can end up back in the same cycle with the same people doing the same shit over and over again. And that is the best way I can put it.
And it'll not only put you back in another season with whomever you are supposed to get away from or whatever situation you're supposed to leave behind, whatever, you're going to have it that much harder if you don't listen. I can't stress that enough. It'll be that much harder if you don't listen. And I see a lot of people make their lives rough. I mean rough, because they don't learn their lesson when they were supposed to learn their lesson. I've seen it many a time. Growing up where I grew up, I basically seen so many different people that I grew up with go through so many different things. And it's like they'll have a moment of saving grace to like, okay, let's go. It's time to go. Let's get the hell up out of here. And then they don't do what they were supposed to do. And a couple years down the line, if they even make it to a year, they ended up leaving this plane of existence on the other side of the soil in the most traumatic way possible. Or their life is forever changed in the most dramatic way possible. So when you are in these seasons, take stock in what's going on. Why is it happening? How do I feel? Like, you have to really dissect yourself, the situation, and what you are going to learn from it. You have to find the silver lining in those bad moments, because if you don't, you'll be in a continuous cycle, and you'll also fall victim to self-pity and just playing the role of a victim. Oh, woe was me this, woe was me that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, you know, be sad and all that. Cry. Did I cry? Okay. I threw some shit too. But you got to be able to navigate those systems, well, not systems, but situations, the best way that you could possibly navigate them with the tools that you currently have right now. So that's all I got to say about that. Hopefully that makes sense.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes of this podcast for highlights, book recommendations, the Crystal Ball link, and much more. Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter to receive all things a part of the Virgos Bible, multiverse, and more. See you in the next one. Bye, girl.